How to Obtain Fullness of Power for Christian Life and Service by Reuben A. Torrey. Narrated by Mark Christensen. Author's Preface. From many earnest hearts, there is rising a cry for more power. More power in our personal conflict with the world, the flesh, and the devil, and more power in our work for others. The Bible makes the way to obtain this longed-for power very plain. There is no presumption in undertaking to tell how to obtain fullness of power in Christian life and service. The Bible tells us how, and the Bible was intended to be understood. It is not mystical nor mysterious. It is very plain and straightforward. If we will only make personal trial of the power of the Word of God, the power of the blood of Christ, the power of the Holy Spirit, the power of prayer, and the power of a surrendered life, then we will know the fullness of power in Christian life and service. We will make this clear in the following chapters. This book was written partly in response to a request from some believers who have used the author's book, How to Bring Men to Christ, that he write another book that would be used to train those who have accepted Christ as their Savior. This book, however, has another and far more important purpose. There are many people who do not know that there is a life of abiding rest, joy, satisfaction, and power. There are many other people who, while they think there must be something beyond the life they know, do not know how to obtain it. This book is written to help them. Chapter 1. The Power of the Word of God. That power belongs to God. Psalm 62, verse 11. The great reservoir of the power that belongs to God is His own Word, the Bible. If we wish to make it ours, we must go to that book. Yet there are many people in the church who are praying for power but neglecting the Bible. Men are longing to have power for fruit-bearing in their own lives, and yet they forget that Jesus said, "The seed is the word of God," Luke 8, verse 11. They long to have power to melt the cold heart and break the stubborn will, and yet they forget that God said, "Is not my word like fire, and like a hammer which shatters a rock?" Jeremiah 23, verse 29. If we are to obtain fullness of power in life and service, we must feed upon the word of God. There is no other food so strengthening. If we do not take time to study the Bible, we cannot have power any more than we can have physical power if we do not take time to eat nutritious food. Let us see what the Word of God has the power to do. 1. First, the Word of God has the power to convict of sin. In Acts 2, verse 37, we read, "Now when they heard this, they were pierced to the heart, and said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, 'Brethren, what shall we do?'" If we look back and see what it was that they heard and that produced this deep conviction, we see that it was simply the Word of God. If you read Peter's sermon, you will find it to be one of the most biblical sermons ever preached. It was Scripture from beginning to end. It was the Word of God revealed by the Spirit of God that pricked them to their heart. If you desire to produce conviction in people, you must give people the Word of God. I heard a man pray some time ago this prayer, "O God, convict us of sin." This is a very good prayer, but unless you bring your soul in contact with the instrument that God has appointed for the conviction of sin, you will not have conviction of sin. If you wish to produce conviction in others, you must use the Word to do it. Not long ago, a fine-looking young man came into our counseling room. I said to him, "Are you a Christian?" "No, sir." "Why not?" "I think Christianity is a first-rate thing, but I do not think much about it." But I said, "Do you not know that you are a sinner?" He said, "Yes, sir, I suppose I am. But I am not a bad sinner. I am a pretty good." I replied, "So, my friend, you do not feel much..."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?